The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
The insurance system makes everybody crazy. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world for almost two decades, pushing that envelope pretty hard right now. He's seen the insurance industry from the inside out. That system has changed. It's become a mess. It's not a do-it-yourself thing. You need the agent to handle this for you. And that's why Antonio does what he does, because he knows you need this kind of help. It's all about you. And so if you're taking my advice today, listen to Antonio, because he's very likely going to save you a lot of money and a ton of brain damage. And while I can't say that for everyone, if you don't try, you won't know. Welcome to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. Mr. Briseño, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Wow. I'm thinking we're all catching our breath, because last week you and I talked about that being the day. It was D-Day. And I don't mean December Day. I mean December 15th. If you are under 65 and you need individual coverage, December 15th was sort of it for you. But Antonio, is that the end? Is it hopeless?
No, it's not hopeless. And so it's great to talk about different things that we can help people with. And so we have a new open enrollment period coming up. So if you miss the January 1st, you know, for qualified coverage, you have a February 1st effective date as well that will give you coverage also.
And that is going to be the nuts and bolts of segment two. We're going to walk through those details, and we're going to connect dots for all of you who need this coverage but missed the December 15th deadline. Antonio, if you missed it, that kind of stinks. For some people, you could have had a pencil sharpener accident, right? And that got you in the emergency room. If you think all hope is gone, though, really, your listeners are still in luck.
Yes. So if something happened and you did not get that January 1st effective date, that you didn't get enrolled by December 15th, there are a couple things we can do. So we definitely can get you enrolled for that February 1st effective date, but we can also get you enrolled in a short-term plan if you still need coverage today, if you still need coverage tomorrow. We can still get you covered, and we can get you covered all the way through January up until that January 1st.
All right. If I am that unfortunate family, that woman, that guy, you know, with a capital that guy,
that guy.
Yes, you see them all the time. You never pick on them. Well, mostly never. I mean, Antonio, sometimes people just need a little friendly jog, and that's what I love about your office. The atmosphere is very friendly and very cordial. People come and see you every day, and they are in all kinds of trouble, up to their necks, missing a December 15th deadline. It's no exception to that. But we can say very safely and very comfortably and with 100% confidence that if you call Antonio today, if you go to his office today, you will be covered at 12:01 the very next day, starting at 12:01.
Correct. That is definitely true.
That's that short-term policy you were talking about. So let's walk through that. What exactly is short-term?
So short-term is basically like a catastrophic plan. I mean, these are plans that will have a max out-of-pocket, and they will have a deductible. They could be low and they can be high. Just depends on how much money you want to shell out. These do not cover pre-existing conditions. That is the number one thing you need to be aware of. If you're coming to us and you're pregnant, it's not going to cover it. If you have diabetes, it's not going to cover it. You know, this is going to cover those catastrophic things that you have not had yet. So, and that's a good thing, because things happen. I mean, the things that shocks me all the time, and we all love our city, but You know, you drive down I-25 and what do we see every year? You know, on the signs, 430 deaths this year.
Oh, that's gloom and doom.
It is.
And you hope you're not one of those.
But how many times also do you have people that say, oh, well, that will never happen to me? I mean, one of my associates, he always says, well, talk to the guy in the hospital and ask him if he thought he'd be here 2 days ago.
Yeah.
He didn't. So, you know, idea that, oh, I'm healthy, it doesn't run into my family, you know, I never do anything. I'm sorry.
You can, yeah, you live in the library. Your highest risk is probably a paper cut if you're not careful. But, you know, that can still happen. And on the edge of that paper can be germs.
Correct.
Then comes the infection.
Exactly.
Then comes the trip to the ER room, then the hospital.
Yeah, you
never thought that would happen to me.
You never know. You never know. And what I tell everybody, it's really funny. I feel like I live two lives because out of the office, I am the most positive person there is. But when I walk into my office, when I walk into my office, sit down at my desk, I have to be the biggest pessimist there is because it's the only way that I can protect people.
You spend all your time thinking about the bad things that can happen, and you walk backwards into a policy from there that addresses those possibilities.
Correct. And it's funny because, and I have the picture in my office. We've never talked about this, but, you know, my motivational days where I worked with Tony Robbins, I have a picture in my office where I'm eating fire. And people look at that and they're like, oh, that's crazy. Another show. But yeah, I mean, so I'm very positive, done a lot of those things. But we have to look at the reality of things that could happen. It's risk. And short-term plans are very important because anything can happen. And so the short-term plan, if you have something major, the coverage will go from anywhere from $1 million to $2 million. And you meet that deductible and that max out of pocket, and if it's like an accident or an illness that is not a pre-existing, they're going to cover it. That's a good thing. And if you have nothing else, you want it. And then what we do is we make sure you get that qualified coverage with that February 1st effective date. We're going to go over in segment two some other ideas as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's going to be good. So they will also go ahead and cover some doctor's visits as well. So, you know, it's a good little catastrophic plan.
Yeah, and it's that stopgap. It's temporary. So, Antonio, a couple of, we can call them devil's advocate questions if you want. If I am pregnant and I come into the office and you're breathing that fire, in other words, you've looked at me and you've assessed what kind of risk I am and you know how to match me up with the right kind of coverage. In this case, my first option and only option is going to be short term, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. What about after that? Because what you've done is buy me time. Do I have, if I'm not going to have my baby before the time my full policy takes effect, am I going to be covered under that policy or am I just out of luck?
So if you get into the office and we get you signed up for that February 1st effective date, then you're good. Because, you know, and of course, it depends on when that due date is.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually do a lot of that work. We actually consult a lot of women and families that actually are planning to have children. It's really funny because I tell them I'm basically taking over your pregnancy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we can go do that and we can figure that out and figure out how we're going to help you save as much money as possible, spend as least as possible. As long as your due date is not February 1st, then we're going to be okay.
So a due date of after February, pregnancy being thought of as a pre-existing condition is not covered under short term.
No.
But is covered under your actual policy, which is the thing that you create between the time short term is effective and February 1st gets there.
Correct.
So it may be one visit, it may be two visits. Sometimes you can knock it out all in one visit. Short term and the main policy, right?
Yes.
Sometimes you can't. It takes a little more time, a little more effort to get that done. So when we say that there is hope, you are in luck. It's because there is Antonio.
Yeah. Well,
and health markets it's the agent.
And some of the insurance companies help a little bit, too.
They do, and we're going to cover that base as well, especially in the second segment, because there are four carriers, as you've noted a few times on the program. And one of those four is giving your clients a huge gift, a break, a lifeline. And in the second segment, you got to stay tuned to hear about that.
Yes, and so one thing we always want to mention as well, we always want to make sure our clients are covered. And so that's why we're talking about the short term. That's why we're talking about these carriers and the things they do to help us out. But also, we also want to remember, you know, where we live as well. You know, our clients are very active. And that's why we want them to get the proper coverage. You know, people are snowboarding, they're climbing mountains, they're, you know, doing all those great things. So we also want to make sure we do supplemental coverage for them as well, so that if something were to happen, they have additional money that kind of help cover some of those costs that are not covered by those insurance companies. And also, if they had to take a couple days off work, and unfortunately they don't have an employer that's going to pay them for not being there, that can kind of help so their budget doesn't get killed and, you know, they're in a worse financial situation. So we always want to introduce those to either short-term plan as additional coverage or to their individual plan or even our group clients. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and introduce that as well.
Okay. So kind of covering these bases, what we're talking about this segment is if you've missed the December 15th deadline and you're under 65 and you need individual coverage because it is mandated, there's hope. It's not gone. You're in luck. You can get in touch with Antonio and his team at Health Markets, and they will write you a short-term coverage policy that actually takes effect the first minute into the very next day that you've seen Antonio. And what that will do is get you protection for against catastrophic things. It will not cover your pre-existing conditions like pregnancy and other such things, but it will keep you out of trouble against the idea that you get hit by a truck on I-25, which, heaven help us, nobody wants that to happen. The way to do that is to contact the agent, and you can call Antonio today. If he doesn't answer the phone directly, he will call you back. He's next to his phone, and leave a voicemail if you don't get him on the first try. 719-203-6424. That's 719-203-6424. He will answer your call or leave him a voicemail, and he will get back to you. The trick is to get connected with Antonio, get connected with Health Markets, get in there and get that short-term policy. And while you are together with Antonio, you will also lay in your coverage that can now take effect on February 1st. Bottom line is, you will not be without coverage, and you won't be because you don't have to be. 203-6424 is the way to get a hold of Antonio. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about qualified coverage, what exactly it is, how you get it, and who's being the biggest help in that area right now. It's time for a break. This is Antonio Bresenio's The Agent. I'm Ted Robertson, your co-host. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Bresenio, The Agent. Guy who gets things done. And like we talked about in the last segment, just tease it a little bit, we've used the phrase qualified coverage quite a bit. And we decided that we really need to break that down, because qualified coverage is probably not what you're thinking it is. And Antonio is here to sort of, as I said, break it down and explain it. So, Antonio, what exactly is qualified coverage?
Thanks, Ted. Well, that's a really good question, because really, it breaks it down to so many different groups, it's ridiculous. So qualified coverage can be Medicaid, TRICARE, Medicare, your group insurance through an employer, or it can be under 65 individual coverage. So there's all types of qualified plans. And that's really important, in making sure you do have a qualified plan, because most qualified plans have certain things that you want. You know, it could be no limits on coverage. It can be, now, not all of them have that. Let's be clear. I mean, everyone is different. Medicare is different from TRICARE. TRICARE is different from Medicaid. The coverage my buddy Ted has could be different.
I let my wife pay attention to those things. I may be a really good example of people that you see, that I don't absorb and assimilate that information. When I know I'm cognizant that this stuff has to be dealt with, my wonderful wife takes that responsibility on in our household. That's okay as long as somebody is doing it in your household. It's okay, I think, if you don't know every nuance about it. Antonio, there's a thought behind the qualified coverage thought. There is something overarching that gives meaning to the word qualified. What is that?
So qualified, so basically what it means is, so we're going to focus on the individual coverage, because that's what we've really been focusing on for a long time. And then just so you're aware, I wanted to bring in those other organizations and other types, just so you know that it does encompass many. Qualified coverage. So qualified coverage for the individual under 65, you know, when people call Obamacare or stuff like that. So, you know, the qualified coverage is going to have a lot of good pieces to it. That is the coverage that has no limits. And when I say no limits, I mean, so if you meet your max out-of-pocket, and your max out-of-pocket could be $8,000. There are people that have one of those. If you have a plan that has a max out-of-pocket of $8,000, once you meet that max, that $8,000, you're covered at 100% for that calendar year. Everything. Doesn't mean if that bill's $1 million, doesn't mean it's $2 million. Within that year, if you're within your network, it's covered. There's no limit. And that was one of the laws for the Affordable Care Act. And so that is a part of qualified coverage. Another thing is no pre-existing conditions. That's qualified coverage. If you don't have a qualified plan, you might have pre-existing conditions, meaning that those pre-existing conditions don't count or are covered. So that's another piece of qualified coverage. So there is a lot. There's also all the preventative care that's covered at no cost as well, and there's a lot of other things covered. So those are the main pieces on a qualified plan. I don't want to take the whole time talking about those. So if you have any other questions, you have concerns, you're confused, give us a call. And because there's a few other things we wanted to talk about. I know my buddy Ted here really wants to get into some other plans that are not pretty.
Well, and I just want to put as fine a point as possible on qualified coverage. It's really coverage that meets the federally mandated criteria. We are all required to be insured under ACA, Affordable Care Act. And so when we refer to these plans that we're discussing as qualified today, what we mean is that those plans that are described as qualified meet the criteria for that required, that federally mandated coverage, that bylaw we all must have. That's why there's Antonio. He has, he has the knots, but he's got the knots untied. You and I just have the knots. We just need to get with Antonio. The way to do that, of course, is 719-203-6424, 719-203-6424. I get excited about this stuff because I really, really am encouraged and heartened by what Antonio does. He takes something that most of us think of as just a bowl of spaghetti and organizes it and makes it easy to understand, and gets us taken care of. It's why he's the agent. It's why we want you in our lives, Antonio.
Well, thanks, Ted. I appreciate that. You know, we try and do everything we can at the office to really help people, even in these chaotic times. And when we are going through that chaotic period as well, we're going to still do everything we can to get you taken care of.
Okay, which I absolutely adore. Now, let's sort of let's take a left-hand turn here real quick, because we talk about the Colorado exchanges. We talk about, at least in this area, Antonio, when we say this area, we're talking about El Paso County, Southern Colorado, Pikes Peak region. There are four carriers.
Yes, there are. There are four carriers, and that's a big thing we want to talk about. So we're going to mention those four carriers real quickly, and then we're going to get into the idea of there are other carriers out there and how those can affect you. And so the four carriers are Kaiser Permanente. There is Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. There is Friday Health Plans. And there is Bright Health. So those are the four qualified plans for individual coverage.
They can cover you. And they cover you with a plan that meets the criteria for as qualified.
Yes, for ACA.
Perfect.
So now there are other companies out there as well. And some of them are good companies. And they actually are selling other policies. And these policies can be what are called limited pay plans. And they could be short-term plans. And they could be other plans out there. And so these companies are mass advertising. They are making phone calls. They are texting. They're hitting up Facebook. They're doing everything they can to get you to buy one of their plans. Now, that's fine if you want one of those. The biggest problem that I have is a lot of their sales agents will lie through their teeth, and they will not tell you what this plan is. They will not tell you that it doesn't have a max out-of-pocket, that it does not have a deductible. And I have had several people come into my office, and they think they have a good plan because these plans will cover doctor's visits 100%. They'll cover prescriptions 100%. They'll cover preventative care 100%. But you end up in the hospital. When that bill is $100,000, they might only pay you $2,000. And so that means $98,000 of that, which is left, you get to pay. And so we really want to be that warning sign of letting you know you got to be aware of what you bought, because they were pushing it for that deadline. So if you have bought one of these plans, or you're not sure, if you did not buy a plan from those four carriers we mentioned, Kaiser Permanente, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, Bright Health, or Friday Health Plans, you do not have a qualified plan if you are buying individual coverage. So give us a call. Let us know. We will help you. We will educate you. We will tell you what questions to ask your carrier if you're concerned, because this was really the reason we started the show, was to be that voice out there to let people know, look, there are other things out there you need to be concerned about. And so give us a call. If you did not enroll in one of those plans, we'll get you a February 1st effective date. We will save you money. And so you don't end up being one of those people that have come into my office and bought something that didn't have a max out of pocket, and they ended up spending thousands of dollars because they had the wrong plan.
Okay, so as part of the educational process, Antonio, we really want people to know the names of those four companies that you do business with exclusively in this region. These are the actual companies, the real deal people, one of them being Bright, one of them being Friday, one of them being Blue Cross and Anthem.
Yeah, it's Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
Okay, and then the fourth one?
Kaiser Permanente.
Okay, Kaiser, Friday, Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Bright are the only four names all of you should be paying any attention to. If you get an email, if you get a telemarketer call from a company that is not one of these companies, and they're trying to sell you qualified coverage, run. Run fast. And call Antonio, call an agent, but call somebody and ask them questions about this. So 203-6424, 203-6424. If you start getting bombarded with that messaging and it's not these four companies, you need to get on the phone with Antonio and at the very least get some education, be a smart consumer.
Yes, definitely, because you just don't want to be that guy. We always talk about that guy that ends up in the situation that now they're in the hospital and that bill, they're paying most of it themselves.
And they bought the policy from somebody who called them over the phone and said, you ought to be scared out of your wits right now because you're not going to have coverage and I'm the only guy you can get it from. That's garbage. Don't listen to that. Don't believe it. And if you have it, and be skeptical. Be smart. Be skeptical. Call Antonio if you have any questions before you answer anything for anybody that you don't know, calling you or emailing you, trying to sell you health insurance, especially at a time like this when you may be feeling pressured for time, desperate, pre-existing conditions. These people are going to give you bad information to get you to buy things from them, and then you're really going to be in trouble. So, Antonio, if they have done that, is there hope? Can you get them out of those policies, or are they stuck?
Yeah, no, they can cancel those policies.
Okay, good.
And they can cancel the policy if they give us a call. And you know, as we keep on saying, you don't have to buy from me. If you just want that information, if you want to clarify that the plan that you have is a qualified plan, because number one, what they're going to focus on is price.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give you a good price most of the time, and it's going to sound good. And, you know, I can't tell you I'm going to get you a better price. There's no guarantee there. But what I can guarantee you is we're going to give you the right information and the correct information.
From a legitimate carrier.
Correct.
That is key. 203-6424. Antonio, about 10 seconds here. What are we doing next week?
So next week, we're going to be talking about a couple things. We're going to be talking about deadlines still, because at that time, you're going to have 15 days left.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to be talking about something new, is another open enrollment period for Medicare.
Thank you all for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join Antonio Saturday mornings right here on KRDO News Radio at 11:30. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.